If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
It's Dave Player and for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. So this is the time of year we talk about all the New Year's resolutions, especially the ones about eating better and losing weight. And I couldn't think of a better guest to chat about healthy ways to make it happen than Dr. Ian Smith. He is the author of 12 books, five of them on the New York Times bestsellers list. Number one, including Super Shred, The Big Results Diet, Shred, The Revolutionary Diet, The Fat Smash Diet, and Extreme Fat Smash. Dr. Ian is a regular on WGN Morning News. He's on the President's Council of Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. He is currently the medical contributor on the nationally syndicated television show, The Rachel Ray Show. And today, Dr. Ian is answering Shredder Nation's calls for the short-term, fast-acting cleanse that will help you reset and power through your new weight loss goal. And with his new book, Shred Power Cleanse, he'll do just that, and he joins us this morning. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Ian.
Hey, Dave. Happy New Year, man. It's our annual thing to talk on the New Year.
It's our annual thing. This might be 4 or 5 years going in already, pal. So
Happy New Year to you.
Well, you know, it's a time of year we all talk about losing weight, eating healthier. And a few years back, I did the original Shred diet. I lost about 25 pounds because it's always this time of year that you gain weight. Mm-hmm. And I managed to keep it off because you really have to follow the philosophy of the diet every day to make it work. You don't have to follow to a T, but if you understand the philosophy, that's what's important.
Well, that's very true. I'm actually looking at you online, streaming online, so I actually can see you. And you
happening?
Do look very good. I wish I were in studio with you right now. But, you know, it's interesting. You know, we have a website called shredlife.com, shredlife.com. And the reason why I call it the Shred Life is because it's not just about temporary changes. It's really about long-term changes so that you live a certain way. And anyone who has read one of my Shred books, they know that I do not ask you to eat perfectly. I do not ask you to move perfectly. I try to get you to understand your relationship with food, your relationship with exercise, and how to put it into your regular routine so that you are living better, not perfectly, but better. And that's what life is all about. Listen, you know, on my programs, you know, you're going to have pizza sometimes and grilled cheese sandwiches and bacon. Are these the healthiest of foods? No. But how can you live the rest of your life without eating foods that are fun, tasty foods? So this is why people, I think, like the Shred program. It's very realistic. It doesn't punish you. A lot of programs, when you fall off the wagon, per se, they punish you. This program is very forgiving and very accessible to a lot of people.
Wait a minute. Bacon is not a healthy food? Wait a minute. What? Breaking news.
If you're a weightlifter and want quick protein, it's good for quick protein. But other than that, no, it's not that healthy.
Let's first, just so people understand where the because we'll talk about the Shred Power Cleanse. But tell us about the concept behind the original Shred diet so people really understand it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I started this as really a Twitter challenge. My team had said to me, you need to build your Twitter following, so you should tweet out some health messages for 3 days in a row. And so I said, well, let's come up with a little kind of weight loss program that we can do on Twitter, which is not easy, by the way, considering you only have 140 characters per tweet. But anyway, I did this, and after 3 days, people were losing significant amount of weight in 3 days, and they said, what's next? Well, there really wasn't a next. I was doing it really to attract Twitter followers. And so it really drove me back into my archive to figure out, is there a way to make what was just a three-day Twitter challenge a real program? And lo and behold, it worked. And, you know, it's interesting because I have what are called Shred Pioneers. There are people who are following me on this Twitter program years ago, and they followed me into the actual program. I developed, made it a full program. And the ideas were very simple. The program makes foods, uses accessible foods, inexpensive foods. The book lays everything out that you eat meal by meal by meal, snack by snack, with substitution. So if you don't eat something, have an allergy, whatever, it works for you. And basically it takes people who want to do better, who want to improve their lifestyle, and it gives them a way to do it without it being too expensive or too onerous as far as the schedule is concerned.
Now, you start off this new book by talking really about stating the facts. 67 million American adults, 31% of us have high blood pressure. That's one in every three adults. About one in every three adult Americans has pre-hypertension, which is really blood pressure issues. One of only half of those with blood pressure issues have it under control. People with high cholesterol have about twice the risk of heart disease. And there's all kinds of things that you can do, and it starts with a detoxification and all kinds of great foods. And we're going to talk about that next with Dr. Ian Smith on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer in for Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. And we're talking to Dr. Ian Smith in his new book, The Shred Power Cleanse, Eat Clean, Get Lean, Burn Fat. So I know you can see me. I didn't go get eggs and bacon on the break. I went and got myself a green tea yogurt. I'm going to put it up to the camera right now. So I know you're watching me.
It looks great.
So this new cleanse starts with a detox plan. How does the body detoxify based on what you eat and drink?
Well, let's step back for a second.
Yeah.
You know, we hear the words cleansing and detox, and we kind of use them loosely. You know, detoxification or cleansing is something the body does naturally, and it does it very well, actually, when it's healthy. The liver is the biggest organ of detox in the body, helps cleanse the blood, the kidneys, your lungs, even your skin. The skin is the largest organ in the body, by the way. Yes, the skin is considered to be an organ. These are all natural detoxifiers, and what they're doing is they're constantly removing toxins that we inhale or ingest from the environment, but they're also removing toxins that are natural byproducts of the physiological processes that occur in the body. So we make our own toxins just doing what we normally do, and we got to get rid of them. And so all these different organ systems help get rid of those toxins. But sometimes if we're unhealthy or if the organs are not working properly, these toxins can accumulate, and it's the accumulation of these toxins that can be very deleterious to our health. Well, cleanses are supposed to enhance the body's already natural ability to remove these toxins. It does not mean that a cleanse program replaces these things because it doesn't work that way. The body is the biggest natural detoxifier. So I wanted to create a detox, listening to my shredders and Shredder Nation, by the way, and they kept saying, asking about this detox, that detox. I wanted to create a detox that was, first of all, healthy. Secondly, that was considered to be an eating detox, because I don't believe that people can go for long periods of time just drinking lemonade, or some of these diets have just drinking smoothies, just liquids. So I wanted to create an eating detox, but I also wanted to create one that was also affordable and accessible. That's always the theme of my programs, affordability and accessibility for everybody, from the CEO to someone who is cleaning the office. And the key with this detox, the Shred Power Cleanse, is that it's only 2 weeks. And, you know, and I don't want people to be hungry for 2 weeks. So over the summer, we test 1,000 people in Shredder Nation, and the average weight loss was up to 8 pounds for some people. And the book also has, by the way, a weekend cleanse. It's a bonus part of the book where if you had a tough week and you just want to kind of hit that reset button for the weekend, you just follow the 3-day weekend cleanse, which we also tested, also very successful. But the major principle of the Shred Power Cleanse is not only will you lose weight, because people just focus on weight, Dave, but you also, and why I start the book talking about blood pressure and cholesterol, you also will lower your blood pressure. Some woman came off of her blood pressure meds after doing the 2-week cleanse. You'll lower your cholesterol levels, but you also invigorate your energy. You become more energetic. People have said that their skin feels better. So there are a lot of things outside of weight loss that the cleanse will do for you.
But it encourages you also when we go through some of this stuff, because it's eating, it's drinking, it's the detox includes exercise and sleep, which is extremely important, which I want to talk about. But some of these ingredients you talk about, you got to kind of make sure that's part of your daily routine after the cleanse too, because that does make you feel better.
Absolutely. And, you know, people say to me all the time, well, what is different about your cleanse versus these other cleanses? And the first thing I say to them is that, you know, some of these cleanses are very different, and what I like about my cleanse in particular is I like the fact that you have a variety. Sometimes you can have soups and shakes and salads and roasted vegetables and snacks. You're allowed 4 meals, in quotes, per day, as well as 2 snacks, and then you get a third snack, which is called the power snack, in the event that you know, really have that hunger creeping in because you've waited too long between your spacing. So it really, you know, I worked very hard to make it a very sensible plan, whether, you know, truck drivers are following the plan now, all the way to people who I say work in demanding, you know, police officers. We're doing a big thing with the CPD, Chicago Police Department. We're doing a challenge that starts Monday with them. And we're also doing, let me take this moment if you don't mind.
Sure.
We have actually a Shred Purple Smoothie Challenge. That's a national campaign. Over 10,000 people are doing it. So I encourage the listeners now, It starts on Monday. Sign up. It's free. It's at shredlife.com, the Shred Purple Smoothie Challenge. And follow us on Twitter at Dr. Ian Smith, D-R-I-A-N Smith. Because I got to tell you, Dave, the thing I've learned over these years is that when you have an online support community, it is the most successful. It is the most successful environment to lose weight and to stay healthy.
Well, you don't feel like you're alone. I mean, you're doing with other people, and that's, I think, what encourages people to do that.
I am right now. We have a big Facebook group called Shredder Nation, mm-hmm. and you can join. It's a closed group, but we'll let you in. But you should see the post that people post 24/7, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 10 at night. People are posting encouraging comments, pictures, asking questions. I have three administrators from around the country and one up in Canada. And my administrators are constantly clarifying points in the book, making suggestions of where you can get particular ingredients. So really, really, if you're serious this year about getting healthy and making your life better, join us. I mean, it really, even if you don't want to buy the book, join us at Shredder Nation, because these people are rabid about getting healthy and helping each other, and it makes a big difference.
You talk about some of the ingredients that are part of the cleanse, and you talk about them being very accessible and affordable. Blueberries, big part of eating healthier is the blueberry. I mean, just the calories that a cup of blueberries is about 84 calories or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
mean, it's very, very good for you. Chia seeds. My wife pops those little single packs all the time. Like, I never really knew how to use them or what to put them in, but it's something you could buy like a box of them and just eat them on the go, too.
Well, you know, 1 ounce of chia seeds contains 9.8 grams of fiber and 4.7 grams of protein. It has calcium, iron, magnesium, potassium, manganese. Unbelievable. And you can take chia seeds, and, you know, the book has over 50 recipes for smoothies and shakes. You can add chia seeds to any of these recipes. Chia seeds are just such a powerful ingredient. And blueberries are my favorite, by the way. They're full of antioxidants. And, you know, it's interesting. So the signature drink of the Shred Power Cleanse is the purple smoothie. So our motto this year is move over green smoothie, because the purple smoothie is taking center stage, because the purple smoothie is sweeter, it's tastier, it has all these antioxidants. And by the way, I don't mean to disparage a green smoothie. We actually have green smoothies in the book also. But green smoothies tend to be a little more tart and bitter. You can actually get a lot of the fiber that you get from kale and other greens in your purple smoothie. The color will still be purple, but you'll still get the benefits of those fibrous greens.
So don't put the blueberries in the pancakes. Okay, let me write that down. All right, so strawberries, spinach, Swiss chard, rolled oats, kale, of course. I have a little harder time with kale, but I can do it. Hemp seed, not to smoke, but to eat. Ginger, flax seed. So, I mean, it is basic ingredients. And, again, the book is filled with all these great recipes.
You know, what's interesting is that, you know, I made all these recipes myself in my kitchen. My family was a great testing laboratory. And my feeling was, if the parents in the house and the kids can agree on a recipe, it's going in the book.
Yeah,
So, but the fun thing about this is that you can create your own recipes. Like, if you do this enough, you'll start adding ingredients, taking away ingredients. It really is modifiable to what you like. Some people say, well, I can't have dairy. You can make dairy substitutions. I don't like this particular fruit. There are 20 other fruits to choose from. So, and by the way, what I like about it is that frozen fruits. So people always say, well, you know, frozen fruits are bad for you. Frozen fruits are not bad for you. Frozen fruits actually are very easy. You can freeze them.
Sure.
You know, they don't go bad on you. You know, they're not overly expensive. So buy organic fruits, and they're great for your smoothies. And also, by the way, you can make smoothies ahead of time. Beverly Simon, who's one of our Shred administrators from Maryland, she actually brought up the idea of making them in advance, freezing them, or refrigerate them in mason jars and thawing them out. It's just tremendous.
That's smart.
So there's a lot you could do.
Good way to do that. And I know you eliminate a lot of excuses in the book, too. So when you're saying, I can't eat at this, I can't do this, you talk about substitutions. There's this Island Breeze smoothie I was looking at. You know, it's coconut water, mango slices. There's kale in there, but then banana, papaya, yogurt, some flaxseed oil, some lemon. It's really good. I mean, it's really, really good stuff. I mean, you do make – every time I see recipes from you and suggestions are always way – it's not about being palatable. They actually taste really great as well. So, and the book is packed with them. But it isn't just about the eating. The detox and what you're putting your body through and what you're putting in your body, it's also about some exercise, but it's also about some sleep. And I think people really don't understand how important sleep is.
sleep is the reinvigoration period for our body. Even if you're not running a marathon all day, your body is completely stressed all day, getting in and out of a car, listening to noises, getting up and down. Those are stresses, not stresses like you're worried about bills, but those stress the body from a physical standpoint and physiological standpoint. Sleep is your time for your body to say, listen, I'm going to complete rest and allow my body to restore with energy. That is a detoxification process for your body. And so many of us, I know we're busy, but so many of us really deprive ourselves of a proper amount of sleep, and that just goes counter to our desires to be healthy. And there are all kinds of studies, I don't want to list them, all kinds of studies that talk about how people who are not getting enough sleep increase their risk for heart disease, have troubles losing weight. And so part of the book, yes, not just talking about, you know, the food you need to eat and the things you need to drink, but also about some of your lifestyle behaviors, which is why it's part of the Shred Lifestyle.
Yeah, so it's sleeping, but it is exercising as well. But I will tell you, when you don't get sleep, your body just doesn't function right, and I know that for a fact. There are many recipes in this book. We're going to actually give away one of Dr. Ian's new books, The Shred Power Cleanse, at 312-591-7000. That's a contest line. So we'll give you one of the books, 312-591-7000. And if you've got any questions for Dr. Ian about the diet and how it could adapt to you, we'll take your calls, 312-981-7200. After this, next on 720 WGN. It's Dave Player on 720 WGN, and we're talking to Dr. Ian Smith in his new book, The Shred Power Cleanse, Eat Clean, Get Lean, and Burn Fat. So we talked a little bit about the ingredients and some of the detox that happens. Really, this is a two-week program. You said there's a weekender program as well, but there's a two-week program. How essentially does this whole cleanse work?
So basically, you know, whenever you start, and by the way, like I said, we're having a big challenge starting on Monday, but you can start this anytime. As long as you go consistently for 2 weeks. Basically, you start day one. You get right into it. You get your four meals. The book lays out. Sometimes it could be, you know, two snacks. It could be two soups that day, a shake, and a plate of roasted vegetables. You get your snacks in between there, your two snacks, and you get your power snack. And each day is different. You can choose different ingredients for that particular day. Each day also has a certain amount of exercise requirement. Not every day, but some days has an exercise requirement that you can break up. It gives you exercise suggestions, by the way. You don't have to go to a gym to do the exercise. But it really is a program day by day by day by day. At the end of 2 weeks, you've finished a cleanse. It's interesting. People who have done the cleanse, I did it with a bunch of radio personalities for the Rachel Ray Show a couple weeks ago. They were on the show. You could look at that online. But one lady said, Patty Steele from CBS in New York, she said that we did it over Thanksgiving, and I gave them Thanksgiving off, so I allowed them to eat during Thanksgiving, of course. And she said her system rejected it. Like, she had been on the cleanse for about 6 days, and she went to eat that food. Her system totally didn't want to eat that kind of food. So what the cleanse really does is, beyond helping with the weight loss, lowering your blood pressure and cholesterol levels in a natural way, the cleanse also makes your body feel like it is replenished. It, like I say in the book, you're hitting the reset button. Now, what that means is you're going to go back to eating some of those foods that you were eating before the cleanse, but how you add those foods back is extremely important. And maybe you'll choose less of those foods that are full of fats and full of, you know, empty sugar calories, and choose more of the foods that are fibrous and have whole grains and make you feel better.
847, one of the texts asked, like others, I'm a busy mom, barely have time for myself. What's a good strategy to make sure I stick to the plan?
Well, it's interesting. So one of the things is preparation. In fact, we have one administrator, Felicia Tate, down in Kentucky, and she's a busy mom, and she talks about how she plans her day out. She talks about how on her phone she has reminders of when it's time to eat, because that's important. We don't like skipping meals or snacks during the plan. But it really is about preparation. With the police officer, I tell them the same thing. Listen, if you know you're going to have a bad day the next day coming up, and you know that, you know, you can't get to all your foods, plan. Ziploc some of your snacks. Make sure that you actually freeze one of your smoothies or shake and let it thaw out with you throughout the day so you can sip on it. I mean, there are all kinds of strategies that people in Shredder Nation have taught me, actually, and how to make sure that their schedule works.
Let's grab a couple calls here. Linda, you're on 720 WGN. You got a question for Dr. Ian.
Are you talking to me, Linda?
Yes, Linda. You're on 720 WGN. What's your question, dear?
Good morning. As far as the chia and the flaxseed, do you recommend organic or any kind in a grocery store?
Great question, Linda. You know, when it comes to these type of ingredients, I really go organic because, you know, the idea with the cleanse is we're trying to reduce the amount of processed ingredients and reduce the amount of additives. And so while I don't believe you need to have organic everything, so I'm not one of those that says everything needs to be organic, I do believe that when it comes to these additional ingredients that you should go organic. You can find these things at Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, some GNC. So the good news is that a lot of these organic ingredients are widely available. Happy New Year to you, Linda.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Sam, you're on 720 WGN. You got a question for Dr. Ian. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. Yes, I do. He's talking about smoothies. He's talking about shakes, everything, and about the organic food and all of that mixed in. But where does water enter into the picture? Just drinking H2O into flushing your system out and making you better.
Great question, and it enters the equation tremendously. In fact, I say in the beginning of the book that your kidney is one of the big detox organs in your body. Well, your kidney operates with volume of water. And so part of the book, you're drinking a lot of water. So, you know, throughout the entire book, I say there's a certain amount of glasses of water you need to have. Sometimes you start your meals with water first. You don't drink it after the meal. You drink it before the meal. So water is extremely important. 70% of our body is water. Water is significant. I particularly like to infuse some fresh fruits in my water or some lemon. I like that little kick. But, yes, water is a big part of the program, and it's always encouraged.
All right. Let's see here. 563 area code. Can you give me a quick rundown of a trucker doing the plan? I'm out 5 days, home to prefer to pre-market as much as possible.
Sure. Yes. I mean, we have a lot of truckers, I said, who are doing the Shred Power Cleanse. And one thing that they do is the book helps you set up your schedule. So it gives you guidelines. Obviously, it's not specific to everyone, but it gives you the time gaps between your meals. And so what a lot of truckers will do is when they're out on the road, they will already know kind of what their time schedule is. So they set it up in the book and then they adhere to it. So they'll pull over and, you know, get something to eat at that particular time, or they'll carry snacks. So they have their snack or their power snack during that time. But also, if people want more help, please feel free to tweet me at Dr. Ian Smith, D-R-I-A-N Smith. And if they join our group, I'm serious, if they go on Shredder Nation on Facebook, there are lots of other truckers and lots of other people with similar questions that will answer those posts and give you their strategies and how they've made it work.
We're talking to Dr. Ian Smith about his new book, Shred, and the new diet series that he's got out in all of his books. And really the number one New Year's resolution is eating healthier and losing weight. 708, I see chia seeds in the store all the time. How do you prepare them, or do you just eat them as is?
Well, it's interesting. So people eat chia seeds as snacks, just kind of as they are. Some people like to take chia seeds and actually put them in water overnight and allow them kind of to expand. Or you can just take the chia seeds and just put them into a smoothie or a shake. So the beauty of chia seeds is the way in which you eat them is extremely versatile. So it's kind of up to you. And people kind of, they try one, try another, and they figure out the best way they like it. Some people don't like to eat them straight. Some want them in a drink. So it's really up to you. It's interesting. We have a woman up in Canada who's one of my administrators, Sandra, who has just been tremendous in actually rallying Canadians around the Shred lifestyle, and they come up with a lot of these different ways, whether it's chia seeds or other types of ingredients. They come up with a lot of different ways in which people can incorporate these ingredients into their regular lifestyle.
Before I let you go, I want to talk about your involvement on the President's Council on Fitness and how you got involved.
It's interesting. I got a phone call from the White House. Did not believe it, by the way. I thought it was a friend playing a prank on me. And they said that White House personnel office is on the phone. I was nominated to join the President's Council. They actually added nutrition. It used to be just fitness and sports. But they added the nutrition component, which was great for me. And we do a lot of work. There are a lot of very well-known Americans on the council. And we basically go out and help with schools and communities and organizations kind of get people to move better, eat better, and realize that a healthy lifestyle is attainable to all of us. It doesn't matter what your economic status is or your educational level. We all in our life can achieve some degree of health, and our job is to be ambassadors for the White House to spread that message.
There's one more text I'll take that came in. 414, how do you modify this diet if you're a diabetic? I've tried every diet on the planet. It's always a challenge for me, Jennifer.
Well, we have a lot of diabetics who have done the Shred program, a lot of diabetics. One thing I always say to diabetics is, one, no two diabetics are alike. always check with your healthcare professional first. But the diabetics can make substitutions. Increase more of your fiber, increase more of your whole grains. Those things are important for diabetics. And just switch out or swap out those trigger foods. So is it doable with diabetics? 100%. We've had tremendous success. Always check your healthcare professional first. But the Shred Lifestyle, and go to Shredder Nation on Facebook, join our group. You ask all the diabetics in there what they do, and you will get 1,000 answers.
Awesome. Dr. Ian Smith, the new book is The Shred Power Cleanse, Eat Clean, Get Lean, Burn Fat. Great time of the year to do that as you're looking at your New Year's resolutions. Also check out The Shred Cookbook, and all of Dr. Ian's books are available at Amazon.com. And for more on Dr. Ian, go to Dr. Ian Smith. That's D-R-I-A-N Smith.com. Always a pleasure and annual tradition for us. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Dave, thanks so much. I just want to remind you, but go to shredlife.com. That's the big website, shredlife.com. Happy New Year to you. This is going to be a great 2016. Let's make it the best ever, man.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Take care.
All right. News is next on 720 WGN.